There was another family where his family was staying. So he says, I am going to meet them. He says, I'm going to meet them right there, not far from the camp, to stop them. So he told two young people, he says, you may come with me if you want. You can follow me. But the thing is, I don't actually need you here. He says, I'm going to have to deal with those guys by myself. But the young people says, we'd like to come with you. We'd like to come and help you because we are so mad at those people who kill off our families. So he says, okay, you can come. You can catch up with me. So that morning, the old man took off. He ordinarily starting off with his walking with his feet. And he began to just like travel in different way. So within a short time, he was there where he wants to go. Almost like instantly, along with these two boys. So when he got there, he prepared the stuff where there was a trail there. That trail has been there for centuries. And that trail, it's still there today. It's visible. And that's the trail that he went because he knows these raiders will come there to follow the trail to come and attack the other village. He knows that already. So he stay there about 20, I don't know if it's, I don't know if it's 5 or 10 miles away from the camp that he wants to protect, away from the family anyway. So he went ahead there where those raiders will come. He knows they're going to come. So he prepares the place and all that. Whatever he was doing, we don't know. Nobody explained exactly what he did. But the young people, they saw him preparing things, whatever he was doing. The only thing they can mention, they can remember is that they have a musket already. So it could be just after the European came. You had this, you know, front end loading gun. And he set this gun right in front where those people are coming. And he set it up and tied with the very firmly that it won't move. Then he had loaded, just like as you load, powder in the slug or pellets. But they didn't know exactly what he put. Because he says, don't look at me. So he set it right there behind the bush and pointed directly where those people were coming. So while he was doing that, almost ready, everything was ready. So he sent those two young boys ahead over there, maybe half a mile to the east. He says, take a look, see how far they are. So the boys went and run up there as fast as they can. They actually see it from the hill. They see them coming. We don't know exactly how many they are. So they did see them coming. Nobody said how many they are, but they were more than 20 anyway. Plus they're captives. So what this old man doing is that he has made arrangement where they can walk. So when these people came in, the enemy in front and a captive behind, so he went over there right in the behind the bush and besides the trail, and his gun is over here to his left. I mean, way back here where they're going to walk. I don't know how far distance. So when they came close, the boys came back and he told them to stay back a little ways because what he's going to use is so dangerous. But this man has dreamt of Thunderbird. He knows how to use the lightning, the thunder. He knows how to use that electric power, whatever it is. For some reason, he had able to use that. Using this substance as gun, he used that. So he pointed this gun in there where they're going to walk, and he went up there, and he, as soon as they walk in front of him, he got up and he says, Deuce of you or I cut this step aside, run away. And then these guys were not ready. The enemies were not ready because they didn't expect anything.